This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
With the cattle market. Joining us now to break it down for us, Robin Varlman from Livestock Exchange. Robin, good morning, my friend. How are we looking here on a Wednesday morning?
Well, good morning. You know what? We're looking positive. Is that good?
That's very good. Yes.
From my understanding of the word positive, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. So, the markets are up on the overnight and appears to be trading on a positive note this morning as well. We're still not where we were a few weeks ago, but you know what? Last change was 354 on the feeders and 248 on the fats, so we'll take that. And, corn is up as well. Everything looks green on the board this morning. So, you know, kind of grows with the trees. Trees are growing. It's green out there, so we like it.
I like that comparison here this morning. I've been making a mental log, and we're batting 500. We're batting 500 right now, Rob, in the last 4 weeks. Two of the 4 weeks that we've been down, two of the 4 weeks we've been up. This is the definition of unevenly steady, is it not?
Absolutely.
And that's not a bad spot for the markets to be.
Absolutely, it's not. You know, again, as we always talk each week, we do decide that steady is the best way. You know, high drops, big increases are never a good thing. Gives too much shock and awe. So we do like the steady. So, you know, if we can crouch those feeders back up to 365, that'll make some people real happy. But, right now we're into the 354. So, yes, it's good. Going on in the world, you know, it's okay.
That'll work. How did Saturday go for you guys, Robin?
Oh, you know what? It was phenomenal. We had 91 horses, 21 in the catalog, and a total of 91, and it was really good. We had a highest horse live bid, but they did pass it out. It was 21,000. We sold quite a few in the $4,000 to $5,000 range, and so it was a good day. It was a good one.
I love that. Is that something you guys are going to be doing monthly, Robin? Is that quarterly? How are we doing it?
It's annually.
Annually, okay.
Yep, it'll be the first Saturday in June every year, and we've developed a fraternity that goes with it. So colts that were purchased through the auction will actually have a competition fraternity. So, it'll be great.
I love that.
Yes.
No, I'm glad to hear that. Robin Varlman, Livestock Exchange, joining us this morning. Robin, what do you got on the docket this week out there in Brush?
Oh, my gosh. What do you want? Let me ask you that.
I would like a ribeye. medium.
We have them on special on the hoof.
Okay. Perfect.
A miniature Scottish Highlander.
I don't think he was on the docket.
No, okay.
I'm still waiting.
I thought so.
Yep. Christmas this year.
Gentlemen, we are on our combined summer selling schedule, so everything sells on Thursdays. We start at 9 o'clock with our wake-up bulls. We go to the baby calves at 11:45, pairs and breads at noon, and stocker feeders to follow that. We do have 40 head of, we're going to prey check them. Sounds like they're fall calvers, so there may be some opens on it. But we do have quite a few other cows out there that are bred cows. And, of course, they're always, at this time of year, they're ready to go home and do the work. Everybody else was just done and cleaning out pastures. So we do have a nice selection of that, and we'll have some feeder cattle out there, some baby calves. Lots going on. Hay coming in for next week's hay sale. So, yes, and we are now taking consignments for the open consignment auction, which will be held on July the 18th. Have a couple feed trucks, couple stock trailers, an aluminum trailer. Understanding I've got a living quarters, real nice living quarters horse trailer going to be on that auction. So if you've got something to sell, that, again, will be in July 18th. So We're taking consignments so we can get pictures, get them out there, and get them on the sale bill.
I love it, Robin. You guys truly do have a ton going on. And I've always thought that the fall calving guy has got it figured out.
You know, sometimes I think so, too. But how come I just can't get there?
I don't know. It's normally February or March when we've got negative 20 and wind coming and snow coming down. Then I'm like, why don't we calve these things like in May or November? Why, or, you know, even earlier than that? Why don't we do that?
I guess we haven't been told of Hard Knocks enough yet.
Yeah, apparently. We're not quick learners. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's the word.
For radio purposes,
that's
I think
that's a nice
that is
way
the
of
word.
Putting it. Does Tate have a cow yet?
Yeah, Tate's got a, we've got a little bottle calf.
You do? Okay.
Dino. Yep, Dino. We've got a little Dino out there for Tate. He doesn't know what to think of him still. Next summer, I've got a sneaking suspicion that we're going to have just about one of everything out there. It's going to be like Noah's Ark. We're going to have a couple of everything out there on the farm, Robin.
I'll bring the burrow.
Awesome. Tegan wants a burrow.
Okay. All right. I don't know why I didn't think about you calling my bluff on that, Robin. I don't know why that didn't cross my mind. Robin, how do people get in contact with you or find more information about all the good things you got going on at Livestock Exchange?
Absolutely. They can sure reach us anytime by the good old telephone, 970-842-5115. They can always reach me on my mobile, 970-380-3798. And they can watch us on the World Wide Web at www.livestockexchange.org. They can sure check out our sales schedule again with under Cattle USA. And they can also follow us on Facebook. So lots of ways to reach us. And you can also email us at lei@livestockexchange.org. So you name it, we can get a hold of you. You can reach us, and that's what we're here for. We want to help you market your hay and your cattle and horses to top dollar.
Robin's got rumors got it, Robin, that you guys will accept carrier pigeons.
Is that how I got that mail?
I think so.
I wondered, because the pony died on the Pony Express. That's how I got it. Carrier for sale. I got it.
Good. That's what I was.
She's bringing a burrow to a party, and she's getting her mail by carrier pigeon. This has been an interesting morning.
It certainly has. Robin, as always, we greatly appreciate your time, and look forward to catching up with you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. What was that?
Keep ag alive.
Absolutely, Robin. Hey, thanks for the time this morning. There's Robin Varlman from Livestock Exchange. HVAC guy said, but no sheep. No, we decided to pass on the sheep.
Yeah, no sheep?
Figured we were busy enough.
You bring the bear and I'll bring the burrow.
It sounds like a Wheeler Walker. Is it Wheeler Walker? Am I saying that right? Walker Wheeler.
I don't know who
that
is.
You don't know who Walker Wheeler is?
No, and I think you said this to me last time when you brought him up, and I said, I don't know.
He's
who that
retiring
is.
From country music, but that sounds like a song that he would write. I'll show you a song during break. No, we can't play any of them.
Okay.
A lot of songs like the rodeo song.
Oh, yeah. Okay, from Gary Lee and Showdown.
A lot of songs like that.
Gotcha. There's been some very nasty ones throughout the years.
Yeah.
David Allan Coe had a whole album of them, or two.
Or, like, keep going. Like, yeah, I know. We might end up sounding like LeBron when he went to Miami. Not one, not two, not three. But there you go. There's Robin Varlman. Appreciate her time, as always, with the Cattle Market Update. Let's grab a quick break here. Let's get to the Daybreak Ag Report.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.